The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, we got some advanced medicine happening as I'm heading out of Toronto. Thank you, Toronto, Canada, for your warm-hearted welcome, even though it was cold. It's not supposed to be this cold in the springtime, Dr. Batar.
I know what you mean. It's been very cold in North Carolina, too, so dropping down into the 30s.
Wow, that's incredible. I guess, you know, the last gasp of winter, but the seasonal shifts are on and anything can happen. You know what I was talking about, shifts? You love the topic of exercise, as do I, movement and it's life itself. I arrived in Toronto a few days ago and stayed with some friends, husband and wife. He's a high-level athletic trainer guy. And, you know, I had the silly idea of saying, you know what, why don't I go to one of your classes while I'm here? It's like a boot camp. And I sort of knew what I was getting into because he's really good. And I was pretty much sore the entire weekend, but a good kind of sore because in my athletic past, I remember that. I'm not frightened by being sore. But I think I gained at least an inch in my bicep in one session. Is that possible? I mean, I think it is possible only if you've been there before, like a body memory kicks in. And you, if you work hard enough, it's like, oh, my gosh, what happened? Your body goes, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, no, actually, that is true. When the muscle is been there before, and then you shock it, and with all the blood pumping in there, and you know the swelling, all basically it swells up. It's not going to last.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks a lot.
My point is you can get a pump, and people refer to getting a pump. That's what they're really referring to.
Yeah, and I think that's what's interesting about the body memory. It took a long time to develop it, if you will. I'm going back to my high school and college years where I swam competitively. And at that time, we, you know, put a lot of time in the pool, put a lot of time in the weight room. I was not, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ty Bollinger, or Dr. Batar size. But in a sense, the body had developed, this is what it's used to, right? And so if I'm off of that for a long time, then I go back into the weight room just a little bit, the body goes, yeah, that's what we used to be like, and it goes, boom, there it is again. And I think it's kind of cool that you learn about body memory that way.
Yeah, actually, there's a song like that, right? Boom, there it is again. So, no, actually, you're absolutely right, though. I haven't lifted weights in probably close to 14 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that once or twice when I had nothing else to do and I was traveling and they had a weight room and I just, you know, just to get a little bit different than what my normal body work is. I usually do body work.
Yeah.
Just did something and it's amazing how fast it comes back. You know, one of the places where I've noticed is in running sprints. Like if you haven't run sprints in a while and you run the first sprint, it's awkward. You feel almost like you're stumbling. You know, you're a little imbalanced. The second sprint, you feel like you kind of get into the flow. The third sprint, you notice your hips are moving differently, and you're getting the power. And that by the third, fourth sprint, I mean, it's all back. I mean, it's only one session.
Yes.
But by the third or fourth sprint, you can really feel the difference. But that first one, literally feel like, you know, do I even know how to walk?
I know exactly what you're saying because, you know, my son is running track now and I, you know, out in the field running with him. It's like, wait a second, my body doesn't want to do this. And then, you know, kind of ease back into it, and it's like that transition, and then your body comes back into alignment with that memory. But I was thinking about folks that are out there that have never been athletic, that may have been ill for a long time, that have learned because they listened to this show, they've read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, and they're on it. They've charted a new course. You know, if you're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4 steps in one session, we might be talking about recovery for someone who's never been in that state, 1, 2, 3, 4 months, 1, 2, 3, 4 years. How do we put that into perspective? And I tell my mom at 82, if she gets, you know, an injury because she dances and she's not on the dance floor the next day, she's frustrated. I say, Mom, it's going to take time, not as long as a normal person your age, but bear with it. You're going to recover.
Yeah, that's an important part. And part of the recovery is actually making sure that your mindset doesn't become a mindset of, oh, I'm too old, or I'm too injured, or I'm too this, or I'm mm-hmm. too that. And so you never partake in that aspect. In other words, sometimes, you know, the healthcare providers or your friends or your spouse, mm-hmm. all meaning well, may actually prevent you from doing what you need to do. I was actually thinking about this very thing last week, and I think off the air, we talked about this briefly, maybe 2 weeks ago, Robert, mm-hmm. but the fact that, remember we kind of talked about my own story, and I said, we're not going to talk about that right now, but
yes,
just getting back into it is so crucial, even though everybody else, based on everything that's out there, says, you know, it's too extreme, you know, you take any type of patient, even if you can't, let's say you should run quarter mile sprints, and now you can't do that, and you'd run an eighth mile sprint, and now you can't do that, and you run a 400-yard sprint, and you can't do that. You run a 100-yard sprint, you can't do that anymore. You do a 40-yard sprint, you can't. It doesn't matter, even if you're just walking fast for 15 mm-hmm. seconds. If you can't do 15 seconds, 10 seconds of yes. slowing down and then walking to the 20. It's just the fact that you start doing it. And the amazing thing is, no matter how limited somebody is or how limited a person thinks they are, mm-hmm. the mere fact that they start doing it initiates the path.
Yes.
In moving in the right direction. And that's all it's about. As long as you're moving in the right direction, because there's an old adage my dad used to say all the time, where growth stops, decay sets in. And so to make sure that decay doesn't start, because in the absence of growth, decay is what happens. And it's not like you're going the opposite. It's not like saying, okay, either I'm going forward mm-hmm. Or I'm going backwards. No, it's either you're going forwards or you're staying still. And if you're staying still, you're going backwards. And so it's so imperative. In order to, people say, well, it's not like I'm going backwards. You are going backwards if you're not going forwards. So there's no thing as at least I can maintain. The only way you can maintain is by growing. If you think you can maintain by staying stagnant, status quo,
yeah.
it's not going to happen. You're going to regress.
Yeah, I remember an old, the childhood sort of a cartoon, but live action, stop motion thing. I was like, I don't know if it was Frosty the Snowman, but there was that song, Put One Foot in Front of the Other. And it was just, and soon you'll be walking out the door, something like that. And the, you know, like with my mom at 82, she has the mindset of someone who's 32. And it gets frustrating for her if it takes her longer than she remembers it taking. But the thing is, she still keeps moving, and by the next week, I'm calling her and she's out on the dance floor again. And it's because she didn't stand still. She pushed through it little by little. And if I think about this concept for people that are in the starting phases of healing, sometimes they don't even know that much. I'll give you an example. Our buddy Ty was talking to a couple that had watched a lot of The Truth About Cancer, and they were interested in learning, and she said she had some gut issues, and so Ty took her over to see me, and she and her husband sat down. And, you know, I asked her a few questions, and within 20 seconds, I could see her. The biggest problem is she had a mouthful of mercury, and it was like dragging that mercury anchor everywhere she goes. She, even if she does all of the right things, she's got this constant re-exposure, chronic re-exposure, and she's depleted and all the things that we know. And so it was like, but I can't deal with that. There's too many, right? And I said, you know, please, whatever you do, don't be the obstacle to your own health or healing path. Because what if spirit wants you to be well? And I believe it does. And you're the only one saying, I can't do it. It's too much. It's too this. It's too that. It's too expensive. And I'm not saying I know what's in their bank account. I just said, Dr. Patar, I just said, listen, don't be the one that blocks the healing. if that gift is trying to be given to you and you say, I can't, it's too hard, I won't, I can't, you know what I'm saying? And I know you know that because that's the belief, the mindset you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, actually, you know, you're a lot kinder.
I know. I'm the gentler, kinder bazaar because you would have just... But it was in that moment, and of course, now as I'm exhausted from the entire week, I'm probably a little more mellow than I was. But, yeah, you're right. You would be a little bit more direct than me.
Well, it's not so much the directness of it. It's just that, you know, I feel that a person, if I have to cajole them and if I have to, you know, in my world, it's very simple. I just tell people, look, it's your choice. You know, everything's a choice. If I choose to get angry, I'm well aware that I'm choosing to get angry, and I can choose to be happy, and I can choose to be sedentary, and I can choose to be active.
Yeah.
The thing is that whatever seed that I sow, I will either reap the benefit of or I will pay the consequence of. And the same thing goes for you, meaning, you know, whoever I'm talking to. And I'll tell them up front that I'm not vested in your outcome. If you choose to do it and you don't choose to do it, that's your benefit that you will reap, or that will be the consequence that you will pay. I'm not vested in it. I'm here telling you what I know.
Yeah.
You can choose to either take it or you don't. You don't have to take it. It's totally your choice.
Sure.
Life is about freedom and life is about choice. And it's up to you what you believe and how you want to move forward. But this is how it is. You know, you may not like it, and you know, maybe people like it, maybe people don't like it, but it's irrelevant. That's how it is. You can't change the sky from being blue and the grass from being green. And it's the same thing we talked about earlier in the show. You know, you either move forward, or if you don't move forward, you're going to move backwards. It's a choice. And as soon as people realize that it's really that simple, that it's a choice, like your mom, you know, she's a perfect example of somebody who constantly makes the choice to choose to move forward.
Yeah.
She refuses to accept anything less than moving forward. And those are the types of people that enjoy a bountiful life and reap the full harvest and go on into their years that other people would have been restricted or restrained or limited in what they can do. And most of their peer group looks up and says, I wish I could have done that.
Yeah.
It's a choice. You know, you eat right in the beginning. If you don't eat, I see my kids, for example, you know, I see Avi and I was talking to my daughter today, and she was saying that now she's out of nursing school. She said, you know, Dad, she was telling about some studies that she'd read about how bad Michael was, for example. And she said, even though, you know, I totally believe that, and, you know, you've talked about it, and I've seen some of these studies. In fact, I didn't even know some of the studies she was talking about. She was talking about how they took water, and they warmed water up in microwaves, and then they had other water that wasn't used in microwaves, and then they watered plants, and in 12 days or something, the plants were dead that had been
withered and died, right?
Yeah, with the water, and I wasn't even aware of that, but... She knows that we haven't had microwaves in our house for, you know, almost 20 years.
Hold on, Dr. Bazaar. Well, you got to take a break. Our first break here, Advanced Medicine, and we'll be back talking about the microwave and also the healing stories that we like to share after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700. 929-6700.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Guitar, you were just talking about your daughter coming out of nursing school and acknowledging something about microwaves. You had said you guys didn't have one. We don't have one. Was there something that was not fully real until she saw this study about the... I think there was like a kids project, in fact, that you were talking about, where there was a little experiment done where they heated water in a microwave, and then they had regular water, and they took two plants or something and saw the growth pattern, and the microwave water plant just withered and died.
Yeah, in a very short period, in less than 2 weeks, and this was something that I wasn't aware of, but as we were driving down the road, we were talking about making the right choices, you know, and I was telling her that how proud I am of my son, of Avi, because he's, ever since he was like 12 years old, he's always chosen to have a salad, and, you know, he always makes that, and I've noticed that, and he always makes that effort. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was talking about some of the choices. She said, you know, actually even her mom now, because of what Avi's been saying, she's really made a very big difference for a positive, in a positive manner with making things herself and including more organic, healthy, clean foods. But she was talking about, she said, Dad, I know about this microwave thing and I've known about it for a long time, but she said while she was in school, it just wasn't practical. She said, if I didn't have any, there was no other way for me to warm anything up. And I said, but that's no excuse. She said, I know, and I know what I've, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And she said, but now that I'm out of school and I'm not limited, she said, you know, it's, I've kind of gotten in a habit, but she said, this is definitely something that I'm breaking away from and I'm not going to be doing. But I was thinking that, you know, she's 22, my son's 17, my youngest one, Rahan, 11. they're always talking about these types of things. They won't jump in the pool if this has chlorine in it. They, you know, they read ingredients before they take. Not all the time, but I would say probably 80% of the time. Avi more so than Rahan, but Rahan's, you know, younger. But the point is that when I was 11 or 17 or even 22, I wasn't cognizant enough.
Not at all.
I had no idea. Yeah, I mean, I ate whatever was there. You know, I doing emergency medicine shifts, I would, in 12-hour shifts, I'd drink a six-pack of Sprite. That was my regular thing.
Wow.
And, I mean, I can't even, if I take a sip of any type of soft drink, literally, I have to go rinse my mouth out. It feels so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been for at least the last, you know, I'd say 15 years easily that I have not had a soft drink. Or if I had, it's just one sip and I literally have to spit it out and rinse my mouth out.
Well, we're watching our kids become, let's say, aware at such a young age of these issues that we had to win it in our lifetimes as adults. I think it's fascinating. I love watching the kids, you know. Even my daughter, Ari, she's just, you know, very conscious of it. It's not something I have to worry if she goes out. Oh, is she going to indulge in horrible food? It's like, it's the way we live, so she lives that way. And, you know, eventually as an adult she'll make decisions, as my son does, but so far it's like, you know, I'm going to choose health. I don't think I need to go down that road.
Yeah, and it's inspirational because you see the things that you're preaching now coming up behind you, and you see the benefits of that. The children are beginning to reap that benefit, and it's not that you have to convince your children to do this.
No.
It's a natural evolutionary process of them just witnessing what you're doing. And
exactly.
So anyway, it's really cool to see that. But I think that more people as well, like we had that family from Detroit that, you know, would rather come see us at the National.
Yeah, Marlon Glennon family, amazing, bright lights. And, you know, I was this weekend in Toronto right next to Rachel Parent. And I don't know if you heard about her, but she went right into the heart. She's like 17 now, but when she started, she was like 12 or 13. She went right into the heart of Monsanto at their shareholders meeting and spoke to the CEO about GMOs and what they're doing. I mean, this is a warrior at this age, and it's inspiring other young people to start doing the right thing.
Yeah, actually, I remember hearing about that young lady. But that's the point, that we are witnessing some of this that we weren't aware of at the same age coming to fruition now, this information coming to fruition and people becoming aware. And that's what it's about, because if we can help the next generation, I mean, I know that I'm going to be healthier than my parents, and you know, you've got a pretty great path to follow with your mom, but our children are going to be an improvement on us. And so if this continues, you know, generationally, hopefully that we will be able to leave the planet a better place than we found it, and then they will be able to continue that.
Can we correct the damage? Yes, we can, but we have to do these things. It's not just a matter of waiting for a UFO to beam us down or up from the Star Trek Enterprise. A lot of folks think that's the only way. There may be advances in technology that are actually good and beneficial. I won't discount that, but the reality is what you do, the choices you make, whether you grow your own food or, you know, support a local farmer, all of these things matter, especially here on Advanced Medicine. Check it out, medicalrewind.com, if you ever miss a show. Lots more healing to go with Dr. Rasha Bitar after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within 2 weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it from Canada. I've got a fellow Canuckian. He's not really, but we're pretending. Ty Bollinger is here. Hey, Ty.
Hey, RSB. Stop it, you hoser.
You hoser. I know. We're just having fun. You know, the thing is, when we make fun of Canadians, it's with love.
It's with love. Vitamin O.
But even if it weren't, they would be like, oh, you're so funny. Oh, you're so nice, right? They're just nice people.
The guys down there on the convention floor have been great.
Mm-hmm.
We've been kind of pushing the limit on things, and they've been kind of putting their hands over their eyes and saying, I don't see it. I don't see it. So they're really great. We did have an issue when Jono and Kraus, two of our cameramen, came into the country. Almost didn't make it in.
Whoa, yes.
Too much equipment.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they're nervous about what are you doing here, right? Remember when you were filming the a Global Quest?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, what are you doing? Are you doing, you know? And the idea is, I guess, they're trying to protect, like Trump is trying to protect America, they're trying to protect Canada. We can't let Americans in here. Just willy-nilly.
I don't know what it was, but they had definitely flagged my passport when we came in back last summer, about a year ago, to do some filming. We were up here filming Daryl Wolf and Marcel Wolf, Dr. Howie Fisher. Those guys, it was interesting getting into the country.
Whoa. Here we go.
You going to fix my microphone?
Yeah, well, you know, okay. That's what it's like to go live here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm glad I got the pro.
Yeah, we're all over the place. But anyway, we had Dr. Daryl Wolf, of course. He's with us, the Doc of Detox, which is great. And I think the energy is bubbling up nicely. We were talking earlier in the show today about the censorship happening in the United States. We're talking about, well, the land of the free, First Amendment, freedom of speech, except when it comes to questioning the safety of vaccination. And in Houston, you were in Houston for some years ago, right?
Yeah, and it was just down there a month ago.
Yeah, the Houston mayor was caught, and he's not even caught because he wasn't hiding. He sent a nasty letter to the Houston Film Festival, said, you better not show this film back, or else we're going to pull your funding, on and on and on. And it's taken that level of censorship and made it so much more obvious for people that were claiming on the De Niro side of things that, oh, it wasn't really censorship. They just deselected the film. It's not the same thing. But in this case, you have government bureaucrats, government officials in the city calling for this outright banning of a film. It should not be shown.
Right.
That's a different level of interaction now.
It is. And seriously, how can you believe that we live in a land where freedom of speech is encouraged when certain things are off limits to speak about?
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete contradiction to the term. It's mind-boggling that we live in a day where you cannot question vaccines. You can't watch a movie about vaccines. You can't even question the efficacy. Even if you're pro-vaccine, you can't question them. I don't know any other topic that is that controversial. Even cancer is not that. It's pretty controversial, but it's not to that level to where you can't even question it, or they won't show a film.
Right. It's somewhat more accepted to say, hey, you know, chemotherapy is dangerous. It doesn't have the same level of religious fervor that it once did in terms of the medical establishment, whereas because there's so many of the doctors themselves have acknowledged this. But on the vaccine front, that is the third rail of what we call medical politics, or really medical dogma. The simple act of saying, you know what, there could be a problem with safety, is enough to get you labeled as someone who's against something, against vaccines, for instance. And I don't have anything against someone who is against vaccines, because basically we know what they don't do that they claim to do, and we also know what they do that they shouldn't be doing,
right?
You know.
Well, here's what's interesting. I was talking with you about this last night, along with the Doc of Detox, and there was an article that Mike Adams had put out several days ago that quoted the former head of the United Kingdom Department of Health.
Right.
Now, this is not a guy that can be questioned, and you know, he's not been, you know, maligned in the media. He's not had his reputation slandered like Andy Wakefield has. This is former head of the Department of Health that said basically the same thing that we've been saying, that you better look at the link between vaccines and autism. And the reason that they're not looking at the link is because of the money back to the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's interesting coming from the guy that's the former head of the Department of Health of the UK.
Yeah, exactly. And John Rappaport's latest article talks about the link between these so-called medical pharmaceutical interests and the people, you know, funding and supporting and even to some degree running the Tribeca Film Festival, that when this goes deep as it does, you begin to see how much our media is basically controlled and owned and operated by those who fund it. And I don't know why that would even be a weird thing to think that that's possible. I mean, what is it about the ProPublica and Dollars for Docs? They talked about this for many years, saying, hey, all the money Big Pharma is throwing at your doctor to wine and dine them, to take them out to lunch or send them to Hawaii. There's a quid pro quo there, as much as you'd like to deny it. If they're giving you money, they've even acknowledged the prescription rates for that particular drug company that sent you to Hawaii. Those rates go up in those. You think they're not throwing money around altruistically?
Oh, they do it all the time. I was hearing some stories from our good buddy, Dr. Irvin Sani, and he talked about the way that they do throw money at doctors, free paid vacations, and you know, the food, the extracurricular activities and so forth that can't mention on the air.
Yeah.
But it's really insane the way that they do buy off a lot of the doctors and the way that we really look at what is the definition of fascism, Robert. You know, people say, if you talk about the United States being a fascist country, mm-hmm. people will say you hate America. Well, you ask the same person, what does fascism mean? And they don't know. All that fascism means is that you have corporations that are the ones that are controlling the government. And that's exactly what the United States is.
Yeah, we become a fascist nation. One vaccine for everybody, right? Or 100 vaccines for everybody, no, without questions. No questions asked. Now, the truth about cancer, about to re-release a global quest. We're literally on the cusp of that. And, and people are blasting it out in emails, social networks. We've got a link up, of course, at robertscottbell.com. And the amount of information that is flowing out beyond the control of the old media is astonishing, and it's still only the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just so exciting to see.
It is. It is. And, you know, all I have to say for that is, woo! It's getting out there. We never dreamed that this information would be as accessible as it is right now. You know, I was talking to Charlene earlier today, and she said, can you believe what's happened over the last, you know, 10, 12 years since we published the first book? And, you know, and we were definitely singing your praises because of you. It's because of you that we've been connected to a lot of these people that are highlighted in the quest for the cures, the truth about cancer. And so you've been instrumental and a real blessing to this movement and just so many others, all these people coming together, and we would have never dreamed that this information can be as accessible as it is. And this relaunch, which will be April the 12th through the 21st, the Global Quest 9 days, is going to be bigger than the fall.
Amazing. So, folks, if you're listening now and if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, there's a link at robertscottbell.com. But if you're friends with us on Facebook or Ty or anybody that's promoting it out, resend it, become whatever you got to do to get this out, because this is the kind of thing that is taking the power away from those who really are utilizing power in a very improper way. And that's a very polite way to say it.
Yeah.
Right? What I really want to say, you know, I can't say on the air.
Yeah.
But what you do by participating and promoting this, not only are you bringing the power to heal back to yourself and others that you're sharing it with, but literally you're unplugging from the so-called media matrix that doesn't want you to know this kind of information.
Yeah, and, you know, the reality is you've mentioned this, and I've heard Mike Adams mention this, and even Alex Jones mentions this, but our reach with this, I don't like to call it alternative media, but that's what we're called.
New media.
The new media. Our reach is so much bigger than the traditional media. They don't have any viewers anymore. I mean, it's really, it's crazy that the reach that we have now through the internet, through Facebook, social media, has gotten bigger. We have larger audiences than many of the mainstream television networks.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we've talked about CNN ratings. You know, more people have watched The Truth About Cancer than on average watch CNN. And this is a great, great testament to the hunger and the satiation of an appetite that's been long, you know, suffering and starvation for this kind of information and authenticity. I mean, the stories that you and Charlene have been telling from your personal life, from The Truth About Cancer, of course, it revealed it in a video format. Mm-hmm. But you know, Step Outside the Box, the book. I mean, that's still going strong after all these years, a new edition. And we've recently expanded Unlock the Power to Heal together.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes all these different aspects of health and healing and brings that information in a very simple, easy to digest way, so that you know, it isn't just relying on us totally. It's like, you've got the book, now run with the information. You can do as good as we've done or better.
Yeah, and that's why the cancer book, Unlock the Power to Heal, such powerful tools to educate. Because it does take the information and bring it down into such a simple fashion so that anyone can get read in there and understand things that were previously thought to be only available to medical doctors.
Amazing that. Yeah. And, of course, we're hanging out with some of our old friends who are here with us, Daryl Wolf, Doc of Detox. And I say, my old friend, I mean, he's really an old friend for you. He's been a supporter of the Cancer Step Outside the Box for years.
Yeah.
And there's more stuff that we're doing for the truth about detoxification, the truth about vaccinations here. We also have Paul Barretero from AgriWater, and getting is hanging out with him, and getting the boys are back in town, right? All the boys are back together. So.
Yeah, the clean water. I'm glad to see we got the clean water up here.
Mm-hmm.
The hydrogen water.
Molecular hydrogen is happening here in Canada. Now, I don't want to overtax you, so I'm going to let you go after this segment.
I've already been overtaxed. I live in the United States. I'm already...
Never mind.
Uncle Sam's.
You're right. I tell a CPA that, and that's a fact. But the idea here is you're speaking at least four or five times... And it's going to be crazy just having your voice continue through the weekend. I want to encourage everybody to come down, and if Ty can't speak for any reason, just give him a big hug, have him sign your book that you're going to get when you're here. But you've got we're on the panel on cancer tomorrow afternoon, for those that are listening live, Saturday. And then you've got another talk. What are the other topics you're doing?
I've got the cancer panel. I've got a lecture tomorrow and a lecture Sunday just about the global quest, basically, the treatments that we discovered going across the globe. So that's in total 3 hours of lectures those days. And then both tonight, Friday night, and then Saturday night, I have well, depending upon when the show airs, you mean to say that again?
No, it's okay. I mean, listen, we're having to do so much at the same time here, and you've got the airing of episode one and two.
Yeah, tonight, tomorrow night.
Exactly. So this is great. And of course, if you're not here, you're still going to be able to see episode 1 through 9. All the way through, starting on the 12th of April, and the relaunch is happening. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, on your Sunday lecture, you're going to transition a little bit into the vaccine issue to warm up the crowd for me, because I'm coming in right after you, after the show.
Yeah, I hit on vaxxed a little bit there, and we talk about some other interesting things about vaccines to warm up for RSB. And we'll be getting the crowd going on the vaccines right after I get off the stage.
Absolutely. Well, it's wonderful. We got bonus TMB today. We're not technically outside the box, we're outside the country. OTC. We're not over the counter. Are we over? We're not prescription.
We're not prescription.
No, we're okay. All right, guys and girls, thank you for being here. TMB is available to you if you're coming down to see us at the Total Health Conference in Toronto. We can see the Blue Jays stadium from where we are, and it's cold but glorious. We're happy to be here. Thank you all for being here as well. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. Check out The Truth About Cancer as well while you're at it. Back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, we started today talking about physical health and training and athleticism, and it's kind of been the theme for the hour here. But, you know, I always like to take it from one body to another body, like the body politic. And I just kind of, the coaching analogy is great, and I know you have lots of insights there as well, Dr. Pitar.
Well, yeah, the coaching aspect, you know, it's important to recognize that we all need coaches, and when we're talking coaches for the listeners, you know, I know you're talking about from an athletic standpoint, Robert, but that was just an example.
Yes.
Because you know, when a patient comes to you as a provider, you are really coaching them. I mean, the word physician means to teach, and so we're teaching people how to regain their power, how to be basically guiding them on how to live their life in a better way, in a healthier way. And so it comes back down to that coaching aspect, you know, that training aspect, that direction aspect. And there have been a lot of great great physicians that I have had the fortune of having as my mentors that most of them, in fact, the three that I'm thinking of, none of them are alive anymore. But I think that I certainly owe some of my abilities today based upon them. And some of them are, you know, based upon, I don't know, prayers of my ancestors or whatever it is. But, you know, it's interesting that you brought up this aspect about coaching because, you know, when you talk about Ron Paul, for example, and you see his example that he set, how fit he is. I remember that when he was running, somebody challenged him that, you know, don't you think you're too old? One of his opponents challenged him and said something about his age,
yes,
being a limiting factor, and he brought up. He said, "Well, you know, you name the activity, and let's see who can go longer."
That's right. Yes, biking. Yeah, it was. That was hilarious. It was like the younger guys probably couldn't have kept up with him.
Oh, they definitely couldn't have. He wouldn't have thrown out that challenge. Ron Paul wouldn't have thrown out the challenge had he thought that he would fail at it. So, you know, being physical and being a coach, I think you become a better coach when you are physical. And I think when you're a coach, you have to be physical yourself. You have to be partaking in physical activity because I feel, I don't know, maybe just for me, but I feel I get more power when I'm in motion, when I'm actually doing something. In fact, sometimes when I felt weakness, like where I feel like I'm getting tired, or that, you know, my mind is starting to maybe waver in the direction that I want to go, and I know it's the right direction, you know, I'll do push-ups, and that's where I don't know why. It's almost like energy breeds energy, and so you do something physical, and it this is in fact a great tool, Robert, that we should talk to the listeners about. If you feel weakness, if you feel that you need some power, do something physical. Do something, whether it's lifting weights or whether it's doing push-ups or whether it's going for a sprint, because you will feel power come back into your body, and that is one of the most important things. Maybe this is the reason we started this, because I had no agenda when we started this, and I don't know whether you did or not. We didn't know where we were going to end up.
No, coming out of the Toronto event, I was like, yeah, what are we going to talk to Dr. Bricard? I don't know. Hey, there's a story, and I love it. It always travels a unique path of empowerment.
It does. So the point here is very simple. The take-home message, the exercise here is that when you want to, even when you're not feeling weak, if you want power, if you want a surge of power, instead of drinking a coffee or an energy drink, do a set of 20 or 30 push-ups. You know, do a quick set of crunches or you know, work out in a bag or go for a sprint or something, and you will feel that power. You will wake up. You will feel energy, and it's not going to be the crash and burn afterwards that you would get with something like a methaxanthine, like coffee or an energy drink. It's going to be sustained, and you're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel better, and, you know, just doing something every day, whatever it is, just getting your heart rate up, is going to help. But when you want that power, do something intense and you will feel it. And it's not like you have to do it for an hour or you don't have to do it for 15 minutes. You don't have to do it for 5 minutes. You can do it for 30 seconds and you can experience that power.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're almost wrapping up another edition of Advanced Medicine. I want to remind everybody, if you miss an episode or if you want your friends and family members to listen to the kind of things that we chat about here, medicalrewind.com, one of the fastest, easiest places to get hundreds and hundreds of hours of our discussions. Of course, in a broader context, we're syndicated by GCN and Talk Network, and we're heard on iTunes and TuneIn, Stitcher Podcasts and Epic Times and UK Health Radio, and now easy through SoundCloud as well. Dr. Bittar is found at drbuttar.com, linked up in the show notes, as well as his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. I'm ready to go out and work out, even though I'm exhausted from the whole weekend away.
I think I'm going to do a couple sets of push-ups myself right now.
Excellent, excellent. Well, folks, this is the God's honest truth. We're just here to remind you of it, and you know it, Dr. Bittar. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.